You know, we've been catching up, we've been talking, you know, and just been talking about football, talking about when we were together, so we're just catching up. It's been nice. Oh, we're real close. Whenever we get together, we're always talking and laughing and having a good time, so. I don't really mind my game after the bye, no really comparison. I feel like everybody has their unique style. Really some players that I like Adrian Peterson, Rashawn Lynch, and players like that, but never really compare myself to nobody. I feel like everybody has their own style. I was 6'2", 247. You just gotta let it fuel you. I mean, the only thing you can worry about is what you can't control, and that's why they're performing, competing, and doing the best you can do. So. I feel like I can do that, but right now I'm just taking a day at a time, going through this process and figuring it out.
When you heard the draft, the
grade,
second round,
does it help? No, just use it as fuel. You use it as fuel every day. Just try to get better every day and go out there and compete and do the best you can do.
You know Zeke Elliott at all?
Well, I don't really like, we don't know each other like that, but you know, we've been talking since we've been here, so, yeah. Oh, no. We're just talking about the process.
Are you happy at 247? Is that the way you
want to
be?
I was kind of shocked I was 247 this morning, but it'll go down by the night. I don't really stay at that weight, so.
What's your goal?
Like 241, 242, something like that. Oh, no, yeah. I think it'll start tonight.
Oh,
we talked a lot, especially going through this process. You know, he's really been a help. He's giving me advice about everything. So we talked a good amount. So.
How did he help you in Tuscaloosa? You came behind him for so long, you know, kind of tag team a little bit. How did he help?
Just watching how he carried himself over the years, by the way he ran, and anytime I needed advice, he was always there to help me. You know what I'm saying? Just go out of his way to make sure I had everything I needed to know so I can be good when I was in the game. I didn't think I was that heavy. I mean, I was drinking a lot of water just so I could, you know what I'm saying, add a little weight, but I didn't think I would be that heavy. But, you know, I won't say that weight. I mean, it'll go off me like a deer, too. So. Everything, you know, and that anything you got a question on, so everything. Just go out there and do the best I can do. Go out there and compete, have fun. I feel like I can do better at everything, but questions are my quickness, catching the ball, my protection. You know, I definitely want to get better at that and showcase that I can do things like that, but I know I need to work on that. So, yeah, participate in everything. No. Yeah, definitely got respect for him. You know, he worked hard to get to where he is today and get to this point. So, you know, definitely respect there. You know what I'm saying? He's a great player and does a great job. So, yeah, I respect.
Derek, is there any part of you that thinks, you know, I won the Heisman, we won the national championship, I should be the first running back in the draft?
No, not at all. You know, I approach the situation as an underdog, man, and working my way up. And that's how I approach every day. Since I've been training, just trying to get better every day, ready to go out and compete.
Do you think in general that running backs are a big value?
You know, I can't really speak on that. I feel like if you're in a position, you got to do what you got to do and just do what, just do, go out there and do your best and what you can control by how you go out there and show what you got. Go out there and compete. I can't really speak on any other running backs and things like that.
But just to follow up on this question, you think you win the Heisman Trophy and then you're not even pretending to be my first round pick? What does that tell you?
I mean, that's how the game is evolved, and you got to take it for what it's worth. I mean, and you got to make the teams want to draft you. So that's all upon you and how you perform. So.
Coach Saban has an obvious relationship with Bill Belichick and Wayne. If they're looking for a running back,
I mean, I just want an opportunity, so it don't matter. Anybody give me an opportunity, I'm willing to go. So, never met him. What's my answer?
Yeah,
I can take some of them carries as well, so I'm good.
Like, are you concerned about teams want a fresh running back? Obviously, like, you know, do you get
about the number of carries?
No. I haven't got real about that. I haven't really met the teams yet. Not really the formal meeting, so I haven't really got asked about that at all. No, I don't think so.
Sorry, Dan, what do you think you might be able to run this week?
Oh, I just say I ain't doing no predictions. Just go out there and try to do my best. No predictions.
You think there's a number there, though, that you need to hit just to kind of help solidify your case?
Is there a number that I need to hit?
In the
there's a number I know I want to hit, but I'm not really going to say it. I'm just going to go out there and do my best.
So if you hit it, you'll tell us afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I know who.
Alabama's had a pretty fair track record of putting running backs in the NFL. Ingram, Lacy. Where do you think you stack up against those type guys?
You know, it's been some great backs come through Alabama. And, you know, I've been fortunate to play there, fortunate to get coached by Coach Saban and Coach Burns, who's really helped me a lot. Now I'm really trying to do a comparison of all of us. You know, we all had a lot of time. We just went out there and handle business and do what we had to do. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. No, not at all. I mean, as long as you go in there and work hard and focus on what you need to get better, I feel like nothing should affect you on time or anything like that.
Did you save some of your time off in the 40 in the combine workouts? Did you reduce your time significantly?
So again?
In your combine, your pre-combine workouts, did you see a difference in the 40-yard dash time with the work that you put
in? We didn't really do much time. We just worked on form and worked on speed, and we didn't really work on like running a real 40. So.
How much have you talked to Mark Ingram since that started?
I talk about Ingram a lot. You know, he's really been a big help with me. He's giving me advice. Whole season of reaching out to me, been very supportive. So, and then in the ESPN game, everybody got that clip, and he was on ESPN talking about my run when I scored. So, Mark's been a big help and big and give me advice and everything. So,
and who you said you were looking at? Elliott, Cooper, Trout, big, and you're a second.
What do I say to people? I mean, I can't really worry about that. I don't think worry about is what I can control and how I go out there and compete. I mean, it's. That's people's opinion, but one thing I can do is go out there and perform and go out there and compete and do what I do best.
Is there a running back in the NFL now that when you see him play reminds you of yourself?
Not really remind me of myself, but I mean, I love watching Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch win the ball whenever he was playing. So, dynamic player, very versatile, and play running back and receiver. They can make a lot of plays.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.